It's hard to say when the Karel Zeman Museum in Prague is busier, during the school year or during the summer months. The museum, dedicated to the work of visionary Czech filmmaker Karel Zeman, who created legendary children's films like Journey to the Beginning of Time, was only opened less than 2 years ago, but it's become a major attraction. This week, Jan Wellinger spoke to the museum's Teresa Vesela about the museum's programs during the summer, as well as its overall aims.
In fact, the museum showed the whole artwork of director Karel Zeman. It's based on the three most important films, which are The Journey to the Beginning of Time, The Fabulous World of Jules Verne, and The Fabulous Baron Munchausen. It's like a film ateliers, so you can see here how Karel Zeman filmed his films,
how the techniques he used.
Yeah, the techniques and the special effects and his special techniques which he used to do these films. But also you can film yourself in these films. You can be a part of them and make your own shots on your cameras and photo apparatus.
Can we talk a little bit about what an innovator Zeman was? I mean, he did invent a lot of these techniques, didn't he?
He used some optical tricks and animation techniques, which he combines with a unique in a unique way. Something new, something different, and he inspired by his work people around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zeman has his Journey to the Beginning of Time, mm-hmm. and an example of this kind of animation where he mixed different techniques would be a scene there where children going back through time on a raft mm-hmm. see a mammoth on the shore, and it was a combination of a real shot with a puppet of a mammoth up close, all of these kinds of things. And inside, children can see that, can't they?
Yeah, you can see it on short films. You can also find in the museum puppets, costumes, original costumes from films, and trick scene of these techniques.
Mm-hmm. I imagine then it's fair to say that children are and remain your main audience.
Yeah, children enjoy it in our museum. We have very wide additional
range.
Programs, so it's not just a museum and exhibition, but you can combine it, for example, with a boat trip, and this is very popular among tourists. Or you can make your own film in workshop. This is popular among schools, for mm-hmm. example. Or here in the yard, you can spend time outside, and there are activities for children, for adults. For example, I don't know, grandfathers and mm-hmm. grandmas stay here and watching children playing.
So when are you busiest, in fact? During the summer, or is it during the school year itself?
Hard to say, because during school days we have school groups, but now in summer we have a special camp for children, mm-hmm. so we have lots of children all year. And this camp is inspired with film The Journey to the Beginning of Time. So children have a very nice program when they make their own film for a week. And also yesterday they went to the Barrandov Studios, for example. Today they are with paleontologists outside looking for trilobites and so on. So
it's a very complex, very well thought out program with all the different aspects mm-hmm. From what you're saying. Do you think that this kind of program can have a real impact on children? Because I think it must open their eyes. And some of them must come back to you and say, I want to be I don't know, a filmmaker one day, an animator. Do you think that it has that kind of effect?
We hope so.
It's not that long ago that the three films that we mentioned, that they were released on DVD. Mm-hmm. But the big recent news is that, in fact, the original copies of the film are going to be digitally restored. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, it's a new project of Karel Zeman Museum in cooperation with the Foundation České Biaky and Czech TV. Its name is We Are Cleaning the World of Fantasy. And we will restore three Karel Zeman's films, these three main films. Now they are on DVD, but after this digital restoration, you will see them in a way how people saw them at the time of their premiere. That means in 50s, 60s.
And I saw some examples on the net, the sort of before and after. Mm-hmm. It is a big difference, isn't it, when each scene will be cleaned up?
Yeah, because the film material is full of scratches and the colors are faded. There are some missing places too in films, so all these things will be repaired and you will see how it was.
Do you know what the time frame for that project will be, when it should be completed?
The project is for 3 years, and each year there will be one film digitally restored. The first one will be The Fabulous World of Jules Verne, and this film will have its premiere next summer. And I can say that the premiere will be here in the Czech Republic and also abroad. We plan the premiere on Expo 2015 in Italy and also in New York. We want to take the film back to these places, because in 1958, when was the premiere of the film, it was premiered in Italy on Expo 58. So now we are taking it back to Expo. Mm-hmm. And also in this year, in 1958 in New York, this film was shown in 96 cinemas in one production. So it was very a huge success. And we want to take it back to these places, maybe with the same success.
In terms of the international cooperation, Karel Zeman's daughter, herself a well-known children's illustrator and author, Ludmila Zeman, she worked with the museum in the past. Are you still working with her today? What is the situation there?
Yes, of course. Ludmila Zeman is one of founders of museum. And last month she gave us a part of her own archive with photographs, puppets and other things from filmmaking. And we are still in touch, and in fact she will also participate on the project of digital restoration too.